a piece of paper. Thank you, guys. Thank you all. Here, I want to say that another quote from George Bernard Shaw. I have a bunch of them to save me whenever I'm stuck. So here's one. The reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable one persists in trying to adapt the world in himself. Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man. So Tom, Barry, Bob, Michael, Nigel, and Rita, if your staff are still wondering about us, please tell them what George Bernard Shaw said. I apologize here. We want to extend this for a few more minutes. Usually, PIMS, we present prizes every year, and we have a special ceremony every year. But this year, we were so busy with the spam station opening and celebration that we didn't have, that we would like to present two PIMS prizes here tonight very quickly to you. So please bear with us a couple more minutes. Bob, can I ask you to come and present the research prize? Thank you all.
Okay, so it's my pleasure to announce the winner of the PIMS Research Prize. This year, the PIMS Research Prize Selection Committee consisted of Gunter Ullmann, University of Washington. We sometimes forget that University of Washington is part of PIMS, an American university. Gang Tian at MIT, David Brillinger, Berkeley, Randy Goebel at University of Alberta, Ian Putnam, University of Victoria, Hugh Williams, University of Calgary, and Bob Russell at Simon Fraser University. And the 2002 PIMS Research Prize, which is very coveted and very competitive prize, goes to Chengfeng Gui, now at the University of Connecticut, and he's with us tonight. And, yes. I would like to read the citation for him. Chengfeng Gui is one of the leading researchers of his generation in the field of, I hate to use this word now, non-elephants, the non-linear partial differential equations. He's truly exceptional in his capacity to successfully tackle the most difficult problems in the central area of mathematics. Two recent results of Gui are cited by the committee for the award. The first is his proof of the existence of high-energy solutions for a class of nonlinear Neumann problems. This analysis is relevant to the study of pattern formation in biology, confirming computer simulations that indicate the existence of multi-peak solutions. The second is his solution with collaborators of the DiGiorgi conjecture about the transition profile of the Allen-Kahn model for antiphase transitions in several important space dimensions. Since its formulation by DiGiorgi in 1978, this conjecture has attracted the efforts of many leaders in the field of partial differential equations. In a 1998 paper with Nassif Kassoub, Gui proved this conjecture in two dimensions. More recently, they have also established this conjecture in dimensions 4 and 5, and in collaboration with Martin Barlow at UBC and Richard Bass at Connecticut, Gui has also solved a related conjecture by Cambridge cosmologist Gibbons. Gui has devoted himself to some of the most difficult problems in nonlinear partial differential equations. And for his success in solving these problems, he is very richly deserving of the PIMS Research Prize. So I would like to ask Tom Rostovsky to come up here and present the prize, the PIMS Research Prize, to Professor Gui.
I'm very honored and we're overwhelmed by this award. And I think this award also belongs to my collaborators. Martin Barlow, Rich Fass, and Nassif Kusuf. My research benefited a lot from the excellent research environment at UBC, which is created by the hard work of my colleagues and the strong support from the administration. I have a long list of people to thank who helped me in my career at different stages, but I cut it short. I just want to mention one person who not only has done great service to mathematics in Canada, but also influenced my career tremendously through collaboration, friendship, and support. That name, that person is Nassif Kusuf. Nassif, thanks. Finally, I want to thank my wife for her support. She's not here today, but she supports me all the time, and she now is taking care of my children at home, as usual. Thanks.